You're about to hear the only advertising program on BBC. It's new, it's better than ever, it's never been done before, it's something to shout about.
It's something to shout about, it's something to shout about, it's something to shout about and cry out loud.
It's new,
it's heartwarming,
it's non-habit forming.
We can really guarantee it's something, something to shout about.
Rach, I've reached the tiredness peak. Everything's too much trouble.
What you need, Enid, is something to shout about.
25 years later.
Enid! You're so vital suddenly. You look like a different woman.
I am a different woman, Reg. Thanks to something to shout about.
Yes, it's something to shout about. The program which everyone is talking about, but no one quite hears. Michael Medwin with Eleanor Summerfield, Vanilla Fielding and Joan Sims, and a cast of several, bring you a light-hearted expose of the advertising world.
Janet. Janet, what on earth does this mean in my diary? It seems to be written in code.
Well, let's see. 10:30, meet Pro Kipper Vic. You know what that means?
Yes, at 10:30 I'm meeting a professional kipper called Victor.
Oh, darling, it's quite clear. It says 10:30 meeting with the public relations officer of the Kipper Marketing Board in Victoria.
Oh, I see. But where exactly in Victoria?
Well, I wrote the address down somewhere. Whatever did I do with it? Perhaps in my handbag. I'll soon find it. Lipstick, nail varnish remover, one false eyelash, rouge, eyeshadow, makeup base.
Janet, what are you, a woman or a kit of spare parts?
Tranquilizers, aspirin, curiously strong peppermint, and seasick pills with a hole in the middle.
What are they for, a stormy trip on the Inner Circle?
Oh, Michael, stop here.
Well, I'm in a hurry. Look, empty your handbag out onto the desk.
Okay.
Well, that's your purse. Now empty your handbag.
Good morning. Oh, what's up? Is Janet auctioning her stock of booty?
Darling, I can't help it if men give me things. You know how it is. Oh, no, of course you don't, do you?
It's all right, Maggie. Janet's just looking for something.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, and I've warned all my boyfriends accordingly.
I hope both of them took the hint. Michael, I found the address. I wrote it on this paper tissue.
Let's see. Oh, oh, oh. Is this it?
Oh, no, that's where I blotted my lipstick. It's on the other side.
Oh, yeah, here we are. Kipper Marketing Board, 24 Finsborough House, SW1.
But why are they calling in an outside publicity firm?
Well, I'm not sure, but it seems there's some sort of a crisis. I'm going over with Adrian. They want our advice.
They must be absolutely desperate. Oh, well, tell them what can't be cured must be endured.
I say I've just found a most peculiar message in my diary. It says, 10:30, meet Pro Kipper Vic.
I thought it might.
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind about that. Just come along with me. Back in the office about 3.
Oh, darling, nearly 5 hours without you.
Afraid so, darling.
Don't forget to write. I do with myself till 3 o'clock.
If you hurry, dear, you'll just have time to make up your face.
So, you're the gentleman from Uxley Addis, Combe, Barbican, Blythe and Gideon Partners.
That's right, Mr. Allsop. I'm Michael Lightfoot, account executive, and this is Mr. Adrian Beale, our chief copywriter.
Pleased to meet you. Sorry to have kept you waiting, but I've had a deputation from the Kipper Dippers and Packers Union. Very difficult lot to get rid of. They will hang about, so.
Are you sure they've all gone, Mr. Allsop?
Yes. But now to business. We in the Kipper industry have got a problem. Our product is the unwilling victim of class warfare. We want you to make the Kipper socially acceptable.
Mr. Allsop, we're an advertising agency, not a finishing school.
Well, look at it this way. What does the word Kipper conjure up in your mind?
A small hotel in Brighton where I spent a very embarrassing weekend.
Well, what we aim to do is to introduce Kippers to the aristocracy. But they don't seem to fancy them.
But why not? After all, a Kipper is only a herring that has taken a cure.
Now, Mr. Allsop, as I see it, you want to move the Kipper from high tea to high fashion.
That's right. Our herring boats are ready to flood the market with Kippers, and we need your help to raise the sails.
Why, can't the crew put them up themselves? Oh, the sails. Oh, yes, I see, yes. Well, it's going to be difficult, Mr. Allsop. I can hardly see members of the peerage becoming Kipper conscious.
But why not? I can just see his lordship with a Kipper under his nose, savouring the bouquet, and muttering, "Oh, what a vintage, must be Grimsby, 1953, there aren't many of that year left." Now, if I give your firm the contract, do you think you could cope?
You may have every confidence. Only hard work and talent will stop this campaign from being a success.
Then go to it and remember, lads, the sky's the limit. We want the stately homes of England to open up their doors for the Kipper.
Well, that's one way of getting rid of the smell.
Going to give Kippers a good name, Michael, but how are you going to set about it?
If I knew that, Maggie, I wouldn't have called this conference. Our task is to upgrade the Kipper. Now, how do you see this from the point of view of a TV commercial?
Well, supposing we have a shot of a girl gazing at an engagement ring, and a voice off screen says, "She's happy, she's engaged, she eats Kippers."
Or smart young things at barbecue parties. There's nothing quite so thrilling as the sound of Kippers grilling.
You seem to have forgotten your notebook.
Well, I know, but it doesn't matter. I've forgotten my pencil as well.
Mavis, there's a pencil and pad on the desk. Borrow those and settle down. You're late enough already.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not myself today. My feet got soaking wet in these open work sandals.
Don't tell me they let the water in.
Only when it rains. Yes, it started just as I got on the bus.
But if you were on the bus, how did your feet get wet?
Well, it was the wrong bus and I had to get off and walk back.
Oh, I see. A blunderbuss.
Please, please, everybody, can we get on with the conference?
Well, I think so. After all, I don't do shorthand with my feet.
Don't you? You could have fooled me.
Now, let's get back to those Kippers.
Oh, were you having your lunch?
No, Mavis, we are doing a publicity campaign.
Now, as I see it, if we're going to get the upper classes to eat Kippers, we must first of all remove the stigma.
But won't that spoil the flavour?
Mavis, just take notes. We'll do the talking.
I've got a brainwave. We'll start a Kipper of the Month Club. It'll be run just like the Book of the Month Club, but we'll send people Kippers instead.
Well, that's no good, old girl. They won't be able to read them.
Adrian!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sitting next to Mavis and it's catching, you know.
Oh, Maggie, I've got the very gimmick for you. It'll make a smashing TV commercial. Now, all we need is a sexy Kipper.
A what?
A sexy Kipper. You know, an animated cartoon thing. The action takes place on a tropical beach. It's a hot summer night. The Kipper comes slinking into the picture.
You did say slinking.
Please, Adrian, will you let me continue? The Kipper looks into the camera, then in a husky voice sings, "Hold me, grill me, never let me go."
No, that's not elegant enough. No, we must try to link them in the public mind with some symbol of nobility. A coat of arms, for instance.
Well, I've never seen a Kipper with arms, never. So, mind you, there's a new sort of fish come out recently which has fingers.
Hey, wait a minute. You know people send flowers to each other on birthdays and things. Well, why don't we start a Say It With Kippers campaign?
Yes, that's just the thing for Mother's Day. Perhaps we could start a scheme for sending them by wire.
It'd make a wonderful TV commercial. A white-haired old lady opening a box of gift-wrapped Kippers. with a small cut glass bottle of vinegar.
Yes. A choir singing little old lady in the background.
And in a voice trembling with emotion, she says,
"Every year it's the same. He always sends me kippers."
Then she opens the wardrobe and lays them tenderly beside all the other boxes.
Oh, stop it. Now you're making me cry. It's all so terribly rude, isn't it? It reminds me... Have you got Anki? I'm wearing short sleeves.
Have mine. It's dripped dry.
Oh, thanks. You know, it all reminds me of my poor old granny. Last year we missed her birthday altogether. We couldn't remember what day it was.
Why didn't you ask her?
Well, we wanted it to come as a surprise. It wasn't until she started reading bits out of her pension book at supper that we knew we were too late. Poor old thing, it was her 80th birthday.
Oh, she's an octogenarian.
Oh, no, she doesn't mind what she eats.
I say, isn't this all rather off the point?
Yeah, it's way off. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, kippers for birthday.
Yes, for Christmas as well, and all anniversaries. We'll get prominent people to endorse them. You know the sort of thing. Mr. Onassis is giving his friend the crate of kippers for Christmas. He's sending them round wrapped up in a yacht.
I know. Why don't we open a kipper gift centre in Piccadilly so that people can send them to all parts of the globe?
Or we could have a big opening ceremony with all the press there.
Yes, get some celebrity to make a speech.
Give free boxes to all the famous people who are present.
And dispatch some to those who aren't. Only the top people, of course.
We'll make them synonymous with high living, luxury, splendour, extravagance.
Michael, you'd better inform our client of our decision.
Yeah, you're right. Mavis, take a letter. It's to the Kipper Marketing Board for the attention of Mr. Allsop. O-B-E-J-P.
Well, what a funny way to spell Allsop.
Kipper Centre cocktail party? Oh, yes, sir. Through the doors and turn left. Now run away, you small boys. It's invitation only.
Well, the opening people are going very well, Maggie. Very good turnout. Plenty of people.
I just hope they're the right people. They all look like hungry reporters to me. Still, I must say, the place looks very smart. All those fishing nets and seaweeds draped everywhere.
Yes, and Janet and Mavis got up as mermaids. It's a very fetching costume. Half woman, half fish.
Yes. You only knew the trouble we had explaining to Mavis which half was piscatorial. Even now, I think she's got her costume on back to front.
I say, what's happened to Michael? I wish he'd start the opening ceremony.
So do I. If Janet loses any more seaweed, we'll be closed by the police before we've opened.
Yes, we're publicising kippers, not trippers.
The booklet. 99 amusing things to do with kippers.
Mavis, darling, do keep a tale to yourself.
Oh, my feet are killing me, and I haven't got a clue where to put my corn plaster. Honestly, mermaids may look all right in pictures, but I wouldn't like to be one.
Oh, I think it'd be divine, swimming about the bottom of the ocean and being photographed by Hans and Lottie Haas. I'd sit on a rock, singing, "Fail Hands I Love."
All right, that's your Lottie. Anyway, it's not for the likes of me, all that damp. I'd be the only mermaid with chilblains.
99 amusing things to do with kippers.
99 amusing things to do with kippers. You know, what I like about mermaids is the way they sit on the rocks, combing their hair and making provocative remarks to sailors.
Yes, my sister once did that down at South Sea. And I'll get some funny replies.
99 amusing things to do with kippers.
99 amusing things to do with kippers.
Delightful. I'm very disappointed in you. Where's all them celebrities you promised?
Well, Mr. Allsop, I sent out invitations to every famous name I could think of, from Sir Malcolm Sargent to Adam Faith. I was sure they'd turn up.
Well, the only thing they've turned up is their noses.
We're terribly sorry, Mr. Allsop.
So am I. I expected to rub elbows with the nobility. I thought the centre would be opened by glamour. I mean, I'd planned that Richard Dimbleby might present the first box of kippers to... perhaps to Jane Mansfield.
I doubt if he'd be able to reach...
Well, we must have the opening ceremony soon. Who's going to make the speech?
Why don't you make it? Just give him a few well-chosen words.
He hasn't got all that many to choose from.
Well, somebody's got to do it. People are beginning to leave. Now, come on, Mr. Allsop. Come up onto the platform. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our guest of honor.
Oh, no! Sorry.
The man who has made the British Kipper what it is today. An adornment to our tables which is both nutritious and colourful without being gaudy. A man with brine in his blood, sand in his shoes, and the smell of fish ringing in his ears. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alfred Allsop.
Who?
Friends, or may I call you ladies and gentlemen, unaccustomed as I am, before I speak, I'd like to say a few words, and so, with no malice aforethought, I now declare this Kipper Centre open, and good luck to all who sail in her.
Well done. A man who can speak like that should go far.
Yes, as far as the House of Commons.
Thank you. Thank you, friends, for your kind oration. And in response to numerous requests, I'd now like to mark the occasion with a song, which was very popular with the skipper of my first skipper fleet. I must go down to the sea again.
And don't let us detain you.
Congratulations, Michael. I've been in advertising 15 years and I've never seen such a grand fiasco. It's a perfect shambles and completely ineffectual.
Is any of that good?
Well, it's not Michael's fault. What else he could do if the celebrities wouldn't turn up for their kippers?
Just the same, they're going to have them. Some are born with kippers, some achieve kippers, and some have kippers thrust upon them.
What do you mean?
Send off free gift boxes to all the celebrities. Get the girls, we'll need some help.
Now, come on, girls, get a move on. Janet and Maggie will check the names, Adrian and I will ship the boxes, and Mavis can stick the labels on.
Now, do I use glue or fish paste?
Right, who's first?
James Tibble Thorndyke. James Tibble Thorndyke.
James
Tibble Thorndyke.
Lonnie Donegan.
Lonnie Donegan.
Lonnie Duncan.
Sir Gordon Richards.
Sir Gordon Richards.
Sir Gordon Richards.
I do think it's extraordinary that none of these people showed up. I mean, it's not much to ask an hour of their time. Huh?
Never mind. By tomorrow morning, all the top people will know the kippers have arrived.
Adam V. Heaven's sake.
Dr. Edith Summerskill.
Dr. Edith Summerskill.
Heaven's sake.
Mavis, no cheating.
Jack Solomon.
Jack Solomon.
Oh, that's a waste of time. He's got a fish shop of his own.
Jack Solomon.
Yehudi Menuhin.
Yehudi Menuhin.
Yehudi. Heaven's sake.
In spite of all we did, the press coverage was practically nil.
As much as that, was it?
The aristocracy haven't been exactly pawning their coronets in order to buy kippers.
Oh, come on, give it to me straight, Maggie. I can take it. Let's face it. It was a failure.
Well, since you put it like that, yes.
A washout. Might as well forget the whole thing.
Well, I shan't forget being sewn into that mermaid's tail, I can tell you. And I've still got stains from that seaweed all over everything. I've tried bleach, turp, paint remover, pneumonia, the lot.
Try boiling it, Mavis. That'll do it.
It's not on it. It's on me. And if you think I'm getting into my mum's copper next Monday morning, you're very much mistaken.
If you ask me, Michael, we ought to rethink this entire campaign. Let's forget all about the Kipper Centre.
Yeah, but what about all those gift boxes we sent off? I mean, it was only 3 days ago. Perhaps the post office haven't delivered them yet.
Well, if they're all still sitting at Mount Pleasant, it's high time they changed the name.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Shall I open it, or would you like to see who it is first?
Whichever you find the easier.
Thank you. You can't come in, you know. We're in a state of confidence.
Package for you from Gilbert Hardy.
What's it mean? It's fancy.
Sign here. Car.
I say, Gilbert Hardin sent us a package. Isn't that nice?
No, Mavis, it's the kippers. He sent them back.
It's probably because he lives at Brighton.
Oh. Well, you'd think he'd have given it to some needy soul. I mean, my gran, for instance.
Mavis, it's just possible that Gilbert Harding doesn't know your Gran.
Well, why not? She knows him all right.
Michael, I think Adrian's right. We must think up something new altogether on this Kipper business. Look, why don't
Hello, who's that?
Patches for you from Dame Edith Sitwell. Sign here.
Car? Obviously, Dame Edith Sitwell doesn't know Mavis's Gran either.
I've got a brainwave.
We arrange an introduction?
No. The trouble with Kippers is they're too common.
Maggie, we know that. That's the whole reason for the campaign.
No. What I mean is they're too accessible, too easy to buy, too cheap even. Anyone can walk into a shop and buy a pair just like that.
But how else can you sell things?
Package for you from Liberace. Down here.
Oh, really? You'd think Liberace's mum would know Mavis's grand.
Well, Michael, I think Maggie's made a good point. Kippers are too commonplace, too plentiful. Now, if they were in short supply, everybody would want them. They'd be precious.
Oh, I don't think you could ever accuse a kipper of being precious.
No, I mean, why is gold so expensive?
Oh, well, everyone knows that. It weighs more and it's very difficult to find.
No, not at all, Mavis. They dig it up out of the ground, they melt it into bricks, and then they bury it again at Fort Knox. They call it keeping it on the gold standard.
I'd call it a complete waste of time and effort.
Yes, but the thing is, they only release a small amount of it at a time.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So why don't we do the same thing with kippers?
What, bury them, you mean? Well, I wouldn't fancy an earthy kipper.
Create an artificial kipper shortage.
That's it. We'll get Mr. Allsop to stockpile them.
Fine, let's get onto the kipper board immediately and start a shortage.
Right, Maggie, good. Yeah, but about these packages coming back. Mavis, are you sure you addressed the labels properly?
Oh, yes, I typed them all out in longhand. It took hours.
Let's have a look. Oh, Mavis, really? No wonder they're coming back. You sent them COD.
Well, I did that on purpose, you see.
For heaven's sakes, why?
Well, I thought people ought to know there was fish inside, and I wasn't sure how you spelt kipper, so I put cod.
Hello? Yes. Right, Mr. Allsop. We've got everything lined up this end. Every kipper off the street by 1300 hours tomorrow. Yeah, we'll keep in close touch. Bye.
Synchronize your watches, gentlemen. In 10 seconds' time, it will be 1300 hours precisely.
Check. Well, my watch only goes up to 12.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Operation Hunt the Kipper is in action.
Now, for the news headlines, here's the London stock market closing report by Exchange Telegraph. British Amalgamated Steel is down 2 points to 9 6. Premium bonds have remained stable. Gilt-edged English kippers have jumped 104 points to 98 shillings. They are expected to continue jumping tomorrow. Here are the news headlines. The kipper shortage is now being felt in every high street. A queue 2 miles long is reported in East Street, led by Mr. Dr.
Charlie, head and skin them Dover soles, will you?
A nice fillet of plate and a pair of kippers.
Sorry, baby, no kippers. Ain't you heard? There's a shortage.
Well, I know. Sure you can spare one pair. It's my old man's birthday tomorrow.
Sorry. Oh, let's have no kippers without a doctor's certificate. Mush?
They beg your pardon.
Lady, want to buy a pair of kippers?
Certainly not. How much are you asking?
30 bob a pair.
30 shillings? Why, that's profiteering.
Perfect, eh, old? See for yourself. Not a flaw in them anywhere. Pre-war. But the real class, this. Seamless, too.
Hurry up, there's a policeman coming.
Today in Parliament. In the Commons this afternoon, questions were asked about the reason for the ever-increasing kipper shortage. Government spokesman denies that they're nationalised. The Minister of Fisheries issued a statement. I beg your pardon. I'll read that again. Issued a statement that attempts had been made to import supplies from Russia, but on close examination, the samples proved to be red herrings. The socialist member of Scranton East declared that the much sought-after kipper is now a capitalistic symbol of luxury, loose living, and immorality. The debate continues.
Well, Adrian, I never thought Operation Hunt the Kipper would be as successful as this. Never in living memory have they enjoyed such tremendous prestige.
They've become a luxury commodity. The price has absolutely skyrocketed.
It certainly has. Do you know it's now possible to get an overdraft if you can produce a pair of kippers as a security?
Did any of you see the beauty contest on TV last night?
No.
Instead of bikinis, the girls wore three kippers that hung up with a string. Well, I think we can say that the campaign has been a success.
Oh,
then I'll ring up Mr. Alsop and tell him to flood the market with kippers. And now, with the upper classes buying them, we must have record sales.
Well, my granny will be so glad to have them back. The shortage has interfered something shocking with her reading.
Your granny can't read without kippers?
No, she uses the bone as a bookmark.
Michael, put another flag on the chart. Sales have reached a new peak.
Good. That makes a 20% increase since they last came back on the market.
Your granny swam the channel underwater.
No, no. Look at this evening's paper.
Oh, Maggie, look at this. We've overdone the campaign. We've made the kipper too high class.
What's happened?
The Chancellor of the Exchequer has classified them as luxury goods. He's reduced the tax on cigarettes and slammed it on kippers.
Oh, really? Trust them to cash in.
Well, my gran will get up a petition.
It won't affect her. Look, tax exemption for old age pensioners and children under 6 months.
What a government. Kippers up and cigarettes down. What do we do now?
Well, when cigarettes went up, people started growing their tobacco in window boxes.
That's the way we evade the tax. Do it yourself.
What, grow kippers in window boxes? They'll need an awful lot of watering.
No, Mavis. Catch them ourselves. Come on, everybody.
We must go down to the sea again.
For something to shout about, something to shout about. They can really guarantee you something to shout about.
Through no fault of your own, you've just heard Something to Shout About. Michael Lightfoot was played by Michael Medwin, Maggie by Eleanor Summerfield, Janet by Fenella Fielding, Mavis by Joan Sims, Adrian by Nicholas Phipps, and Mr. Alsop and several other unlikely characters by Warren Mitchell. The Jingle Bells and the Bernie Fenton Quartet were under the direction of Cliff Adams. The script was written underwater by Miles Rudge and Ronnie Wolfe, both of whom are still holding their breath. And their noses. Artificial respiration was provided by our artificial producer, John Simmons, and the program was recorded as being the height of artificiality throughout. Next week, we shall be giving away the end of the program in advance, but please don't tell your friends and spoil their enjoyment.